This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McGee. Projected U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is calling for more stimulus spending to help the United States recover from the coronavirus pandemic after a meeting with corporate and business leaders. The
COVID tracking project says there's a record-breaking nearly 70,000 Americans in hospitals with COVID-19, with more than 1,100 people dying every day. New Mexico's governor issued a stay-at-home order. Only grocery stores and pharmacies can be open. Philadelphia's health commissioner says indoor events are banned.
No visiting between households. No indoor weddings, funerals, baby showers.
Libraries and museums will close Friday. California's Governor Gavin Newsom's closing many non-essential businesses because of the spread.
Every age group, every demographic.
As for Thanksgiving dinner, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy.
As small as possible, because we know that indoor gatherings in homes are particularly dangerous.
The fear is that healthcare facilities will be overwhelmed with new cases and people will die because they won't be able to receive treatment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The World Health Organization said Monday the challenge of the coronavirus was not a choice between life and livelihoods, but that they were part of the same fight. It's also said that there was no time for complacency in confronting the coronavirus, despite positive news about possible vaccines. SpaceX's newly launched capsule with four astronauts arrived at the International Space Station late Monday. The Dragon capsule pulled up and docked late Monday night following a 27-hour completely automated flight from Florida. This is the second astronaut mission for SpaceX, but it's the first time Elon Musk's company delivered a crew for a full six-month stay. The three Americans and one Japanese astronaut will remain at the orbiting lab until the replacements arrive. This is VOA News.